Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will take a few minutes to complete and asks about some sensitive topics. So in appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey, and you will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We're going to start with some demographic questions, and as a reminder, your answers to questions are anonymous. To begin, do you currently live in Boston?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the zip code of your primary residence?
02122.
Thank you. And what would you say is your gender? Would you say is if male, female,
male,
or something else? Thank you.
Male.
How old are you?
56.
Thank you. You said 66?
56.
56. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, American Indian,
white,
or Alaska? Thank you. And what is the highest level of education you have completed? Did you not complete high school diploma,
bachelor's?
Thank you. Now, the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
And in general, would you say your mental health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. Now, we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble
falling asleep?
Yes, so we want to know also about the well-being and also about your neighborhood.
Right.
So just to start. Now, how often did you have trouble falling asleep? Never, about once per week, few times a week,
never,
or every day?
Never.
How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Never, about once per week?
Never.
Few times. Thank you. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Never, about once per week, a
never,
few times. Thank you. Now, the next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Not being able to control worrying? Not at all, some days. More than half a day, or nearly every
all
day? Thank you. Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
No.
Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
No.
Having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? Heart attack, angina, or coronary disease, yes or no?
No. No.
Diabetes?
No.
A substance use disorder?
No.
Overweight or obesity?
No.
An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, or the like?
PTSD.
Thank you. That was a yes?
Yes.
Thank you. And high blood pressure?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, here are some questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. If serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rising petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say very unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. And have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months?
Yes.
In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And which of the following reasons is the biggest factor in your thinking about moving away? Crime or drugs, police harassment, lack of good paying jobs, unreliable public transportation, politics, or unaffordable housing?
Politics.
Politics. Thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. The first one is, people of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
I disagree.
And do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
They do what? What did you say? What was the question?
Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
I disagree.
Strongly, thank you. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Strongly agree.
People of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Strongly agree.
Law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind.
Strongly agree.
In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Strongly agree.
Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously.
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly,
thank you. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
I'm sorry, you have to repeat that question. I don't think I understood it.
On where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Ask questions first.
So do you agree or disagree with the statement?
I disagree.
Disagree. And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now you can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
No.
Have been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Thank you. Now the next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by the police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race?
No.
Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
No.
Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background? Yes or no?
No.
Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
No.
Now, we are interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now for something different. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever accused you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Assumed you were a thief?
No.
Followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No. No.
Arrested you for something you didn't do?
No.
Stopped and searched you for no reason?
No.
Being verbally abusive to you?
No.
Pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
Have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to you?
No.
Treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
Thank you. Now, thinking about your most memorable encounter with the police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Disagree.
Do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is, reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart.
Strong disagree.
Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Strong disagree.
I try not to talk about the time I was stopped.
Strong disagree.
Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Strong disagree.
My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Strong disagree.
And I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Strong disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, please tell me to the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about things that have happened since your encounter with the police. People have used the fact that I was stopped to hurt me.
Strong disagree.
I think it is a good idea to keep my past experiences with the police a secret.
I strongly disagree.
People have been less willing to help me in my everyday life.
Strong disagree.
I feel like I can't make any mistakes.
Strong disagree.
I sometimes avoid people because I think they might look down on me.
Strong disagree.
I feel like I'm being held to unfair standards relative to others.
Strong disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. I am less likely to call the police when in need.
Strongly disagree.
Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Strongly agree.
The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Strongly agree.
Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Strongly agree.
I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, we're almost done, but these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is your current employment status? Are you employed, retired,
employed.
A student? Thank you.
Employed full-time.
Thank you. Now, what is your current marital status? Widowed, cohabiting outside of marriage, married, divorced, separated, single, never married?
Single, never married.
Thank you. How many children do you have?
Zero.
How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
One.
Thank you. What is your household total income from all sources? I will read you the categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under 20,000, between 20,000 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 80,000, between 80,000 and 120,000, between 120,000 and 175,000, between 175,000 and 250,000, or greater than...
You can start.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Boston? Between 0 and 3 years, 4 and 7 years, 8 to 15 years, over 15 years, or all your life?
All my life.
Thank you. And what best describes your current living status? Are you a homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friends?
Homeowner.
Living. Homeowner. Thank you. Have you ever lived in a house? I'm sorry. Have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, please give the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street.
Franconia Street and Adams Street.
So that was San Antonio Street and Adams Street.
No, it's Franconia, F-I-A-N-C-O-N-I-A, Franconia.
You said F-I-N?
F as in, no, F as in Frank, A as in Romeo, A Alpha, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, N as in November, I as in India, and A as in Alpha, Franconia.
Oh. Franconia Street. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And
yes.
Adams Street. Did I get that?
Yes,
did I get that? Okay, yeah. Thank you. Now, would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card?
No, no.
Okay. That's fine. Now that we have completed the survey, in order to receive your $10 gift card, please provide your number, your phone number and email address.
No, I'm all set. I'll do it for free. Thank
you. Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for your time then. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Repopulate from here.